Carlville, 200 years in the making. That's two centuries of stories and extraordinary people. This is the story of the Morton family. For the Mortons, the journey to radio began on the family farm. Herb W.H. Morton was born in 1874, and in grade 8, he dropped out of school to work on the farm. But soon, Herb would turn to media. First, he started a local printing company, and in 1910, he purchased the Belleville newspaper, Daily Ontario. Under the leadership of Herb W.H. Morton, the Daily Ontario gained a strong reputation. And in 1929, he purchased the competition, the Intelligencer. The newly minted Ontario Intelligencer operated from 160 Front Street. You can still see the brick and stone arches to this very day, right across from City Hall. Herb's son, Dr. Gerald Morton, would join the newspaper in the early 30s. A proud member of the Canadian Dental Corps during World War I, Dr. Jerry lost his eyesight. But that would not stop him from regaining his vision and becoming managing editor of the Ontario Intelligencer. His sights would soon turn to radio. In 1946, Dr. Gerald Morton co-founded CJBQ. The first broadcast was heard on August 2nd from 11 Victoria Avenue. Shortly before selling the newspaper, Gerald also founded Cableview Quinty with his son Herbert, Miles Morton. And in 1985, it was Miles who brought Cableview and CJBQ together by constructing the Morton Building at 10 South Front Street. Walk inside that building today and you'll find Bill Morton, President and CEO, and Virginia Morton, Vice President of Quinty Broadcasting, CJBQ, Mix 97, and Rock 107.
Celebrate the history, share the stories. This has been Belleville 200 on 800 CJBQ.